It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to KRFC Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Community at Work. Good evening and welcome to Community Work, a weekly program here on KRFC that provides a closer look at the public agencies that serve you. This half-hour show offers insights into the issues affecting our community and highlights some of the programs and services provided by local agencies and organizations. The Health District is one of three rotating hosts for Community at Work, and the Health District is a public agency that provides residents of Northern Larimer County with dental, mental health, preventive health, and advanced care planning services, in addition to connecting people to more affordable health insurance and prescription options. And we host Community at Work on the first and third Thursday of every month. I'm Richard Cox, Communications Director for the Health District, and tonight we have on the program a gentleman who was on the program just a few weeks ago talking about an important new report about mental health and substance use in our community and what we can do to better serve individuals who have mental health or substance use or addiction concerns. He's back tonight to talk about an innovative program launched by his colleagues and himself at the Health District. And so I would like to welcome back to Community Work Brian Ferrans. He's the Manager of Behavioral Health Strategy Implementation at the Health District. Welcome back, Brian.
Thanks.
So you're kicking off a pretty exciting new program at the Health District right now. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, the Health District partnered with the Mental Health and Substance Use Alliance of Larimer County to develop this, the Changing Minds campaign. And the campaign is really aims to increase public awareness of substance use disorders and addiction in our community. The goals of the campaign are to help bring attention to the public health crisis of addiction in Larimer County, help destigmatize the disease of addiction, and give hope to the 26,000 in our community living with a substance use disorder and their families.
So Changing Minds, if I recall correctly, looking at it on the website, it's billed as an innovative approach to addiction that starts conversations and saves lives. What type of conversations do you want people to be having about this?
You know, one of the biggest problems, I think, in our community is that addiction hasn't been part of the conversation in terms of public health. It's been sort of living in the shadows of our community, and people just refuse to talk about it. And addiction is a chronic relapsing brain disease that affects 26,000 of our community members, and that's not even including the family and friends impacted by the disease. We know that treatment works and people can and do recover from addiction. And as long as people have access to affordable evidence-based treatments like medications, counseling, other recovery supports, then we can make progress in helping people move on to the path of recovery. It's important that we talk about it as a community, and equally important that the lens from which we talk about it is based in facts and science in order to have those conversations from a place of empathy rather than judgment.
Yeah, it seems like there's a certain amount of shame that's attached to substance use and addiction.
Absolutely. Stigma is a huge barrier to care for folks.
And if people discuss the issue, it's sort of in kind of shaming tones or faulting individuals for their fate. And their fate can indeed be death. Addiction can be deadly. Do we know what kind of toll this takes on the community or the country at large?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot of attention on the opioid crisis going on across the country. When we look in our jails and prisons and our treatment centers, it's pretty hard to find someone who hasn't been impacted by addiction or known someone close to them with the disease. In 2017, we lost 72,000 people in the U.S. to overdose, which was a 10% increase from 2016. And to put that into perspective, the deadliest year for HIV deaths was in 1995, which killed 43,000 people. And the deadliest year for car crashes was in 1972, and it killed 55,000 people. There's an estimated 26,000 residents in Larimer County with a substance use disorder, almost four times the capacity of the Budweiser Event Center. We had 53 overdose deaths in Larimer County last year. And over 2,000 individuals go through our local emergency departments in need of detox services in a 12-month period. So we know that this isn't something that's going away in Larimer County, and we need to start talking about it.
Right. And people might have as their mental picture of the toll of addiction, that opioid overdose, but death. But you think just the lives lost to alcohol, whether through automobile crashes or suicide, increasing the likelihood of suicide being attempted. And there's lots of ways that addiction impacts the community that aren't as readily apparent, perhaps.
Absolutely.
So what do you think are some of the misconceptions that people have about addiction? You touched a little bit about on that earlier. Do you think public perceptions about addiction keep people from getting help, the help they need, whether them going out and seeking the help or finding the help once they decide to do something?
Sure. Yeah, we know that stigma is one of the biggest barriers for people experiencing a substance use disorder to get care. The Colorado Health Institute recently did a study and a survey of Coloradans, and they asked them, you know, those that needed behavioral health care, what were some of the reasons why they didn't receive it? And, you know, one of the responses that was offered was they were concerned about someone finding out that they have a problem. And for mental health, 22% of those surveyed said that they did not receive care because they were concerned about someone finding out. But for addiction, it was 45%. So
wow.
There's even a huge gap there between addiction and mental health, and I can't imagine what it is between addiction and physical health.
Yeah. So really, there's a role for all of us to play in this in terms of providing a supportive environment so people will feel free to seek the help they need.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting earlier you framed the problem of addiction in sort of medical terms. What do we know now about the medical science of addiction?
Well, we know that substance use changes the brain, particularly in the reward system that produces and manages dopamine. Dopamine is the chemical in our brain responsible for human connection and motivation. What happens when we use substances like methamphetamine and heroin is that they spike our dopamine much higher than our brain is used to producing, like 10 times higher. And what that does over time is the brain starts to produce less and less dopamine to the point that a person's new normal level of dopamine is barely enough to get a person out of bed and certainly not enough to go out and be productive in the community. The brain is then relying on that drug to give it the dopamine boost it needs for people to just feel normal and function. The other thing we know about addiction in the brain is how much more powerful drug craving is than craving for other survival needs like food and water. There's been these fMRI brain studies.
And that's
functional
magnetic resonance imaging for those of you who might not be.
Correct. These brain imaging studies where they measured the craving size activity in the brain, and they did it for individuals who were on the verge of starvation, severely dehydrated individuals, and then individuals that were sober for 30 days up to 2 years. And what they found is that the craving size in the brain for individuals that were on the verge of starvation was about the size of a baseball. For the severely dehydrated folks, about the size of a basketball. And for the folks who were sober 30 days to 2 years, was about the size of a baseball field. And what's really impactful from that study is the craving size in the brain for the folks who were sober 30 days to 18 months was no different. So that's how powerful drug craving is, and we also know that there's effective medications available that can help restabilize dopamine in the brain and allow them to improve their daily functioning, like buprenorphine and methadone. Evidence-based treatment approaches and modalities can help the brain to heal and improve the odds of recovery for people.
Hmm. Interesting. So, yeah, it's your brain is framing this as a life or death matter.
Absolutely.
You know, I need this substance or else you're going to die.
Yeah. It goes from choice to a need.
Hmm. Which really illustrates the magnitude of the problem we're all facing, and especially individuals who are suffering from substance use disorder. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Community at Work show on KRFC Fort Collins. I'm Richard Cox, the communications director for the Health District, and tonight we're talking with Brian Franz. He's the manager of behavioral health strategy implementation on the community impact team at the Health District, and is involved in numerous projects that are reshaping how the community views and approaches things such as mental illness and substance use disorder or addiction. So let's get back into it now, the Changing Minds campaign that you're involved with and have helped launch over the last couple of weeks. Tell us what that involves.
Yeah, so it's really a public awareness campaign. It's focused on educating the community about the brain science of addiction, what the available evidence-based treatments are, and the campaign also features impactful stories from community members about their experience with addiction and their own personal path to recovery. The campaign features a website with a lot more information on addiction and ways to get involved in the conversation, as well as tools that can be used to help dispel some of that stigma and bring the disease more into the forefront of public health. We also have these fun interactive brain pods that dispense fact cards about addiction that will move around the community sort of as a traveling installation.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to those in just a minute. So how did this campaign come together? I take it some of it was informed by just the medical science of addiction. But you also, you know, gathered some input from community members as well, just to kind of get a sense for how the general public talks about addiction and what are sort of the prevailing opinions and ideas or misconceptions or preconceptions about addiction. How did that all come together, and who's sort of implementing this process?
Yeah. Well, we put out a request for a proposal to help us develop the campaign, and we selected Toolbox Creative, a local marketing agency in Fort Collins with an excellent reputation. And as part of the development of this campaign, we did a lot of research and spoke to a lot of people about addiction. We looked at existing state and national campaigns on addiction to see what was out there. We conducted community focus groups so we could talk to community members with diverse perspectives. We did interviews with community partners and key leaders, you know, from law enforcement, treatment providers, the healthcare sector, faith community, city, local government. And then we also did, we surveyed those folks that are experiencing addiction or those that have in their family members. And we partnered with the Mental Health and Substance Use Alliance of Larimer County, who is playing a key role in the, you know, they played a key role in the development of the campaign, and they're continuing to help us implement it and share it across the county.
Yeah, you've mentioned the Alliance a couple times now, and the Mental Health and Substance Use Alliance of Larimer County plays a big role behind the scenes for a lot of different projects in the community. Could you just briefly tell folks what the Alliance is?
Yeah, it's a association group of key community leaders from various health sectors, criminal justice, and they sort of banded together in the late 90s and formed this association in order to tackle some of the larger systemic issues around mental health and substance use in Larimer County. They sort of focus on priority areas that they think the community needs help with, and they get to work and put those priorities into action so that we can hopefully, you know, collaborate together through systems and make larger changes.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that's coordinated by you and your colleagues at the health district and the community impact team.
Yeah, we work really closely with them and sort of manage the alliance and do a lot of the behind the scenes work for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you mentioned the brain pods earlier, and I'm a longtime fan of science fiction, so this is conjuring up some pretty interesting images in my mind, in my brain. So I've seen them. I know what they look like. I think it's a pretty cool concept. You're in radio now, so it's theater of the mind. Describe these to folks, and perhaps they saw them at their public debut a few weeks ago or will see them sometime in the future. Tell us about the brain pods and what they do.
Yeah, the brain pods. So we've got eight of them. They're these interactive displays that light up. They've got these cool fabricated brains on them, and they dispense facts about addiction and then other sort of silly random facts, just to engage the public. We debuted these around Old Town in Fort Collins at New West Fest a few weeks ago, and found that a lot of people interacted with them and hopefully learned something about addiction they didn't already know. The goal is to sort of move these brain pods around the community at various businesses and community events to get more people interested in the campaign and hopefully back to the website to learn more. But they're just kind of a fun, engaging piece of the campaign that's more of a tangible element for folks to interact with.
Mm-hmm. And they've got a sign above them that says, "What are the odds?" So I thought it would be kind of fun if you could read aloud from some of the cards that are dispensed from these brain pods and give people a sense for how you put the problem of substance use disorder in context with some other,
sure,
other things. So give us an example here.
Yeah. So if you go up to a brain pod and pull a card, you might see something like this. 1 in 12,500 makes a hole in one. You may not know an ace, but odds are you know someone suffering from addiction. And then it brings people back to the changingmindslarimer.org website. And every two or three of these cards is an addiction fact. So the next one that I pulled reads, 1 in 10 of our neighbors lives with drug and or alcohol addiction. Odds are you know someone suffering from addiction. And then on the back, it also leaves people with this fact that less than 1 in 10 who need treatment for the disease of addiction receive it. Let's talk about making our community healthier at changingmindslarimer.org. So, yeah, it's mixing in some of these, fun random facts with, serious facts about addiction. And so people can interact with the pods and, they're kind of a fun way for people to engage.
Mm. Yeah, I saw them in Old Town during New West Fest. And I take it they're going back out into the community soon. Are you looking for businesses or organizations to host these displays? And if so, how can people do that?
Yeah, we would love for businesses and agencies to host a brain pod at their location or even sponsor additional brain pods for community events. We think they're fun and definitely eye-catching piece that can do a lot to help move this conversation forward. If you're interested in hosting or learning more about the brain pods, you can go on the resource page on the website, changingmindslarimer.org, and you can find my contact information, and then I can help you get set up with that.
Okay. So do a lot of people think that drug and alcohol addiction is, and I kind of answered my own question from one of the previous cards you just read, but do you think a lot of people think that drug and alcohol addiction is something that happens to other people but doesn't affect them personally? And are you hoping that this campaign sort of personalizes the whole issue?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the recurring themes for us as we develop the campaign is that everyone knows someone. Addiction isn't living in the shadows in our community because it doesn't affect many people or it's this elusive disease. Quite the opposite, actually. It's because we've forced it behind closed doors and tried to convince ourselves that it only happens to those people. When in reality, the vast majority of us know someone that has been touched by addiction, and it's a disease that doesn't discriminate based on race, religion, socioeconomic status, or any other factor. Addiction's not something that happens to those other people. It happens to all of us. Addiction is, you know, my mom or my nephew. It's my son's baseball coach or the PTA mom. It's my doctor. It's my coworker. It's any one of us. And I think we're seeing that more and more with the opioid crisis. We think that, you know, by providing some space for people in our community to share their stories through the campaign, that that message will become more apparent that this isn't an us versus them problem, and it's most definitely a community problem.
Right. And I know you feature the story of a particular individual on the website, the Changing Minds website, which is, you know, go ahead and give us that website address. I'm not sure if we have given it already.
Yeah, it's www.changingmindslarimer.org.
Right. And make sure to include the Larimer, because I think if you just do changingminds.org, it's something entirely different.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, changingmindslarimer.org. Yeah, you feature the story of one individual, but there's a mechanism there for anybody else who might want to share their story to do that. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we rolled out the campaign featuring a story, and we're adding another story either this week or next week. And then, yeah, the part of the campaign is where folks can go on the website and they can, you know, briefly share some of their story, and then, you know, we can get in touch with them and see if they're interested in having it be on the website. And so, you know, trying to give a voice to those individuals and family members who have experienced this, and we know it's a powerful message for the community to hear.
Mm. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Community Work Show on KRFC Fort Collins. My name is Richard Cox. I'm with the Health Communications Director for the Health District, and I have on the show this evening Brian Ferrans. He's the Manager of Behavioral Health Strategy Implementation for the Health District. That's a pretty hefty title, and it encompasses a lot. Tell our listeners, you know, what an average day is for the Behavioral Health Strategy Implementation Manager is, and some of the various projects you're involved in addition to the Changing Minds campaign.
Sure. So I work on the Health District's Community Impact Team. We work with the Mental Health Substance Use Alliance on some of the more pressing community issues concerning mental health and substance use disorders. You know, I feel like I have one of the best jobs in the county because I get to constantly work on identifying these community-wide problems and work with multiple sectors of the community to find solutions that will help improve the health of our residents. We do a lot of community organizing so that we can bring the right partners together in order to develop, you know, collaborative and sustainable solutions for Larimer County, which is great because I never really have to be the expert on any topic. I just have to be able to find the experts, bring them together, and help facilitate positive change. So, yeah, we work on, you know, we've worked on the mental health solutions report. We work on naloxone distribution. You know, quite a few of our projects are mental health and substance use related.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, a side of the health district that some people may not be aware of. They may know us as that agency that does cholesterol screenings out in the community, or helps people get out of dental pain by operating the family dental clinic. But there's sort of this whole other side of the health district that kind of flies up and takes a 30,000-foot view of pressing community health problems and then looks for creative ways to solve them, often in concert with other community organizations and or in partnership with them.
Yeah.
So last time you were on the program, I interviewed you and your colleague from the health district, Lynn Wilder, about an important report that your team published earlier this year, and you alluded to it briefly earlier. Tell us about this report and, you know, how it kind of ties in with what you're trying to accomplish with the Changing Minds campaign.
Yeah, the report was developed. It highlighted the major gaps in services across the county related to mental health and addiction. A lot of the findings from the report were, you know, used to inform this campaign and some of our messaging in order for us to make affordable and evidence-based addiction treatment more accessible to those who need it. One of the most important things we can do as a community is sort of to remove the shame and stigma that surrounds the disease. And we think that by showing the science behind addiction and the costs associated with not treating it as a public health issue, as well as the personal stories of recovery, will help to sort of change minds that addiction is a disease and should be treated like one. And so it's, you know, the report that was developed, you know, it's really just reiterating the need for making this a public health issue.
Yeah, it kind of quantified the need and sort of laid out a roadmap for anyone that would want to address these issues and look for better ways of treating substance use disorder. I saw you also this past Friday at the International Overdose Awareness Day. Tell us briefly what that was all about.
Yeah, the community came together to put on its first Overdose Awareness Day last Friday at Civic Center Park in Fort Collins. And it was a great event. The health district partnered with various community partners, Northern Colorado AIDS Project, Summit Stone Health Partners, Larimer Court Support, the Mental Health Substance Alliance. You know, the goal of the event was to raise awareness about overdose in our community and provide resources, as well as do some education on how to prevent overdose with some naloxone training. And recognize those individuals that we lost to overdose. So we had a bunch of community partners in attendance to give out information and resources to the public. We even had a few brain pods there.
And I was there for the candlelight vigil at the end, and it was a really powerful, moment. And provided just a very good example for why something like the Changing Minds campaign needs to take hold and create changes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what lights ahead for this, for Changing Minds? It's going to be going on for a while, I suppose.
Yeah, this is really sort of phase one of the campaign. We really wanted to just set the foundation for the community with this educational piece. But we'll be continually adding content to the website and evolving the campaign based on, you know, the community need and feedback that we get. So we'll be looking for more ways to engage the community in this messaging and helping to ensure that those who need care for their substance use disorder are able to receive it in Larimer County. And we're planning to do some other fun community engagement activities with the brain pods in the next few weeks. So keep an eye out for ways to participate in that.
And if anybody has any questions about the Changing Minds campaign or would like to host a brain pod at their place of business or event, they can get in contact with you. Can they just call you at the health district at
970-224-5209, or you can send me an email at bferrens@healthdistrict.org, and all that information is on the campaign website as well.
Okay. Great. Thanks a lot for coming on the program this evening and telling us about a really important and creative way to look at what some people may think is an intractable problem, but it really isn't if we all put our minds to it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, that's about all the time we have for tonight. Please tune in next week when Denny LaRue will be hosting Community at Work and discussing issues affecting Larimer County. Julie Eslick from the Health District will be back here in a couple of weeks. Coming up next on KRFC is Critter Patter. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here in a couple of weeks.